Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kim Stubel.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya Huye in Washington, where I'm broadcasting from my home this Friday, October the 8th, 2020, because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, President Emmerson Mnangagwa's State of the Nation address, the displacement of people in Mashonaland and West, and other issues.
And on the health front, the Ministry of Health says one person died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 89 tested positive for the coronavirus. According to the Ministry of Health, there are at the moment 4,631 deaths of people who have succumbed to COVID-19 in the country since the pandemic started last month.
The ministry reports that almost 3.2 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 2.4 million people their second dose.
And the ministry also reports that there are currently over 2,000 active cases of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, and Zimbabwe needs to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity.
In USA, the Voice of America reports that there is a mandatory vaccination program of school children in California. Some angry people are resisting the program.
Tonight, we are also going to be discussing President Emmerson Mnangagwa's State of the Nation address. Mnangagwa told Parliament yesterday that Zimbabwe's economy will grow by 7.8% this year, and he has come under attack from various groups who are questioning this growth.
As indicated, we are also looking at the eviction of people from Waterloo Farm in Mashonaland West. Some villagers are now stranded. Yabambe Rwanda Valija Laperkona and on Zonka Zumklava SGNAO. Namkanje ke ulife dog scrum COVID-19. Lokunye njalo okukhangelana lokwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke kona manje nxa sikhuluma COVID-19, kulabantu ke abafika kulomuntu yedwa nxa ngakube kanjalo obule COVID-19 izolo. Wathi abayi 89 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala pelo mkhuhlane lo. Nxa sikhangela futhi siyaphambili kulabantu abayi 131,523 asabahlolwa eZimbabwe batholakala belo COVID-19 kusukela nyakenye. Kuzobuya ke abayi 124,685 asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Nxa kuyiwa phambili njalo kulabantu abafika 4,631 asababulawa yi-COVID-19. Kubizwa ukuthi ke asebejove amajekiseni atshiyeneyo bafika 3.2 million asebehlatshiwe okwakuqala amajekiseni lawo. Asebehlatshwe ke okwesibili bafika 2.4 million. So ke kukhanya ngazani ke abantu bayahlatshwa sibili lapha nalapha, kodwa ke uhulumende uthi ungani sebebalutshwana abantu abahlatshwayo. Kuzobuya ke abantu okuthiwa ngama-active cases ye-COVID-19 kule 2,207. So kunjalo ke zulukandaba. Sibe sesithi singene ke kolunye udaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje. Siyabona ukuthi ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa izolo wethule umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo State of the Nation address. Saliphakulela okuningi ngalokhu. Kuzobuya ke kwele California khona ngathi ke esabelweni seCalifornia kwele Melika. Sokuthiwa ke abantwana besikolo kumele behlatshwe amajekiseni. Kodwa kulabanye bathi kungani lokho akuseze kuhambe kuhle. Saphinda singene kudaba lwabantu abaxotshwa eWaterloo Farm khona ngale eMashonaland West. Seze ukuthi lina likubona njani konke lokho. Ye kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongo chedu tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro nhasi nemusi chishanu kudai October 8, 2021. Ini ndini Marvelous Nhlanganya uye ndiri kutetenyera ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Nhasi pachirongwa chedu tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika pamusoro pechirwere ichi checovid-19 uyezve zvirongwa zvekubayiwa kwenhomba yecovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika mune zvematongerwo enyika nezvimwewo. Tinoona kuti pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti nezuro pane munhu mumwe chete akawanikwa achishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 uyezve vanhu 89 vakabatwa nedenda iri nezuro. Asi tichitarisa zviri kuitika pari zvino kubva denda iri ratsanga muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 131,523 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri. Poitawo zvakare vanhu 124,685 vawanikwa ivo vachikunda denda iri mushure mekunge varibata. Totarisa kuti pane vanhu 4631 vashaika kubva kudenda iri kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Tozotarisa chirongwa chekubayiwa vanhu checovid-19 tinoona kuti pane vanhu 3 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba idzi dzecovid-19 asi nyika yeZimbabwe inoda kuti ibaye vanhu vanodaudzira 10 million kuitira kuti vawanikwe ivo vachisvika pavanoti ivo herd immunity. Tozotarisa zvakare zviri kuitwa panyaya yezveaye yatingati maquarantine kana kuti malockdown. Tinoona kuti Zimbabwe, munyika yeZimbabwe, mutungamiri wenyika vakaudza ivo nyika kuti kwemavhiki maviri anotevera mitemo yelockdown icharamba iripo, asi mabhawa aakuzovhurwa kune avo vanenge vakabayiwa nhomba yecovid-19. Tozoona zvakare nyika yeBritain nezuro yakazivisa iyo kuti Zimbabwe yakabviswa pavanoti paye pared list, zvinoreva kuti kubva muvhiki rinotevera zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinoda kufamba zvichienda kuZimbabwe zvinogona kuenda zvichizodzoka vasina ivo matambudziko. Asi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zvakabuda muparamende nezuro, apo mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakawanikwa vachiparura yatingati gwaro ravo restate of the nation, kana kuti sona vachiti ivo upfumi hwenyika huri kuwanikwa ivo huchikura uyezve nepercentage inoita 7.8%. Asi vari kuwanikwawo vachishorwa nevamwewo vachiti ivo aiwa upfumi hwenyika hwaondomuka, uyezve pane zvimwewo zviri kuda kuonekwa nevanhu zvichishanduka panguva iyo ino. Takaona zvakare vaMorgan Komichi vebato reMDCT yavamonzura vachiti panewo zvavakafarira zvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa mugwaro ravo iri. Vakanyanyofarira vachitaura ivo kuti nyaya yedevolution vachiti zvakavafadza, asi pane zvimwe zvavaida kuonawo zvichigadziriswa pane nyaya yemitemo yemunyika. Chatarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kunzvimbo yevhuti uko kune Waterloo Farm muMashonaland West, uko tiri kuona kuti kune vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachidzingwa papurazi iri reWaterloo vachinzi vari kugara papurazi iri zvisiri pamutemo. Saka vanhu ava vakadzingwa vari kutogara pari zvino mumigwagwa, uyezve tiri kuona pane madzimai vane vana vacheche, pana madzimai vamwe vakwegura nemhuri dziri ipapo panguva ino yecovid-19, apo tiri kuona kuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunzi ivo vazvichengete. Asi tichikuona kuti panzvimbo iyi vanhu vakadzingwa kubva kuWaterloo Farm ava vari kuwanikwa ivo vakagara vakawanda vari panze, uyezve kana zvatingati zviye midziyo yavo yese iripo yakakandwa panze ipapo kuWaterloo Farm kuMashonaland West. Uyezve mutori wedu wenhau Nonoraijena akakwanisa kunge achienda kunzvimbo iyoyi yeWaterloo Farm kumvuti achitaura iye nevamwe vakawanikwa vachirasikirwa nemidziyo yavo panzvimbo iyoyi.
Yes, marvelous. Let's start with the California issue where there's some kind of mandatory vaccination program in California. So kunangalege California abantu sokumeti abantu babo behlatshwa amajekiseni atshiyeneyo. So we've got a guest today. He actually sent us some videos. So his name is Kanyesani Ncobe. He's a human rights activist. Let's hear what he says about some of these kind of activities of actually maybe in quote unquote forcing kids to actually go for vaccination.
Kanyesani Ncobe, isizalwane saseZimbabwe, ngiligqwetha lamalungelo oluntu, ngizinze kwele South Africa, yize okwamanje ngisaqhubekisela phambili izifundo zami zomthetho e-University of St. John's ekhona lapha e-America. Malunga nalodaba lwaseCalifornia, lamanye amazwe agqugquzela ukuthi abantwana besikolo bengamukelwa ezikoleni nxa bengahlatshelwanga umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ngile micijo emibili engifisa ukuthi ngiyenze. Umcijo wokuqala yikuthi ngicabanga ukuthi njengamazwe o njengabona labo abagqugquzela ukuthi abantwana babanjwe ngenkani bahlatshelwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19, ngicabanga ukuthi sesiginya singahlafunanga. Lokho ngikuchiso ngalezi zizathu. Okokuqala, abantu abadala abaningi abakayihlatshelwa i-COVID-19, sikhuluma njengamanje, kwasibisa yona le California ungakhangela uzathola ukuthi abanye abadala endaweni ukuthi bathola ama doses 2 or even lama booster ona la ukukhulunywa ngawo uthola ukuthi umuntu omdala wenze i dose A1 ukuze kuzofika manje ende siyakwazi ukuthi ilizwe lona leli lase America i COVID-19 iqothule kanjani kangakanani izibalo zakhona sikasimulisa umzimba kodwa ubuso sithi uyakhangela uthola ukuthi abantu abadala abaningi abakahlatshelwa umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 endaweni ukuthi sigqugquze sithathe wonke amandla wethu esilawo sithathe wonke umcebo wethu esilawo sigqugquzele abantu abadala esaziyo ngokwezibalo esiye sazithola ngaphambilini ukuthi yibo abasengozini enkulu kakhulu yokuqothula yisifo sona lesi ese-COVID-19 sisebenzise ama-resources wethu lapho ukugqugquzela lokho kodwa sesifuna ukuthi sithathe abantwana abangenamandla sibathathe sibafake lapho ngenkani ngekhanda sibangenise phakathi khona lapho ngicabanga ukuthi kuliphuthe likhulu kufanele ukuthi yize sisizwa ukuthi ama trends ngathi sechintsha kodwa into bekufanele ngabe siqala ngayo siyigqugquzele kakhulu ukuthi siqede ukuqala ngabantu abadala odabeni le COVID-19 okwesibili nanku ngokomthetho ukuthi sibone ukuthi umthetho welizwe elithile ngumthetho osebenzela abantu ngumthetho olamandla ngumthetho ofanele ube khona yikuthi sibone ukuthi umthetho walelo lizwe ubaphatha kanjani abantu abangelamandla masikhuluma ngabantu abangelamandla sikhuluma ngabantu asebebadala asebegugile abangasenelisi ukuthi bazivikele sikhuluma ngabantwana bona laba njengabona laba abanama 5 years to 11 years or to 12 years yibo abantu sikhuluma ngabo bona lapho ngicabanga ukuthi masizabathatha sibafake ngekhanda entweni abantu abadala abaningi abangathi basadonsela izinyawo zabo emuva ngicabanga ukuthi senza iphutha elikhulu kakhulu mhlawumbe sikwenza lokhu ngesizathu sokuthi siyabona ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi bazikhulumele abenelisi ukuthi bazilele kodwa okusalayo senza iphutha elikhulu kakhulu okwami ukugqugquzela ukuthi asiqaleni ngabantu abadala sibagqugquzele kakhulu ngoba siyazi ukuthi baba sengozini enkulu kakhulu yokulinyozwa yilolu bhubhane lwe-COVID-19 ngiyabonga.
Very well, marvelous. That is Kanyasani Ncube. Kanyasani Ncube is a human rights activist. He is based in here in USA. He is actually doing studies right now. So he says it's very unfair to take kids for these vaccinations when there are some adults who are actually resisting these inoculations. So he's not happy at all. So he says there should be a way, you know, out of this, you know.
Mm-hmm. Aiwapo tiri kunzwa mumwe muyarikani wedu vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pedanho riri kutorwa nagavhena wemuno muamerica wekucalifornia akati iye vanhu vemudunhu ravo vanofanira kunge vana vechidiki vapenda kuchikoro vese vanofanira kunge vabayiwa nhumba yecovid-19 otherwise havadzokeri kuchikoro saka muyarikani wedu vari kutaura kuti havasi kufara nedanho iri rakatorwa sezvo vari kuti vamwewo vechikuru imo muno muamerica havasati vabayiwa nhumba idzi dzecovid-19 saka hazvina kunyatsonaka zvese zviri kutyora kodzero dzevana kuti vafufukidzirwe kuti vabayiwe nhumba idzi dzecovid-19 asi aya maonero avo.
Yes, let's hear the other version of his argument, you know. He's actually saying a lot, you know, concerning this issue.
Kanyisani Ncube.
I think I brought the wrong kind of tape. Let's get the right one in motion. I think it's the English tape. So let's see.
My name is Ben Nishnal. I am also a human rights lawyer practicing as such in South Africa. At the present moment, I'm furthering my studies at the University of St. John's in the United States of America. I wish to respond as follows regarding a decision that has been taken by the state of California. Understand it's also a decision that is considered by quite a number of other states in the world. One, I feel that we're dropping the ball at a very crucial time. We know for a fact that quite a number of people in the adult population still have not been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And we know for a fact that those are the people who are worst hit by COVID-19. And I feel that those are the people that we should be concentrating all our resources. Those are the people that we should be concentrating all our energies to get them vaccinated against COVID-19. Of course, we acknowledge that some of them have elected not to be vaccinated for a whole range of reasons, religious reasons, and so on and so forth. But I feel that to quickly jump and focus on our little ones, those ones who cannot defend themselves, those ones who cannot express themselves, those ones who cannot, you know, fend off themselves, I feel that is quite unfair to them. Is it perhaps that we see them as soft targets? I'm not really sure about that one. But I feel that all our efforts need to be intensified to ensure that we get as many people as possible vaccinated against COVID-19. That is the first point. The second point that I wish to make, it relates to the legal sentiments. We know for a fact that in the legal arena, the strength of our legal system or the usefulness of our legal system is best at play when we see how it interacts with those ones who are vulnerable, those ones whom we consider to be the weakest members of our communities. In this particular case, we're looking at our little ones. We cannot get all our adult population fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Yet we want to get the little ones, those ones who cannot fend for themselves, those ones who cannot fight for themselves, we want to get them vaccinated. Even in our culture, an adult person is expected to lead by example. Even when an assailant enters your premises, as an adult person, you are expected to deal with that assailant. And then once you are done, or once this assailant is done with you, that's when it will proceed to your children or to those ones that you lead. I feel that it defies all rationale what we want to do now. Thank you.
There you are, Marvelous. Like we said, that's his personal opinion. He's talking about, you know, the California mandatory vaccination program for kids. There you are.
Aiwa, apo, chukun kwa kufa. Kune mnyari kanwe darura mbaje, achende rambiri, achitaura ofu wa zao, pamsoro pe, dano, rukutorwa iro, na governor we California, barukuti iwo va, nave chidichu ndababa iwe nomba, vanuda kutudra kushikoro, otherwise, avapindi, mushikoro. So that is what we were hearing there, but we're proceeding to look at some of the issues that are currently affecting Zimbabwe. We saw yesterday the president giving his SONA reports in parliament, and there was a lot of reaction that came in from different parliamentarians who were actually at the event. I heard Morgan Komichi of MDCT saying something, but there were also other parliamentarians who weighed in on the president's speech. Let's hear from one of them.
And one of them is Lwazi Spanda. She is a member of parliament as well in Zimbabwe. Let's listen to what she's saying here, Marvelous.
So that is the most right to move on or say Zimbabwe. But I think that is the most easy. As soon as I'm a man, of course, what about Tony Makai? But it's not something you have better together, but I'm a safer. This is the actual. Over in Malavala is actually. Well, I didn't have a thing, it's actually you mind. It's true and for them to have your photo. I want to talk to my daughter, one thing change. We got to have better than I.
So, Lwazi is saying here, Lwazi Swanda is saying, you know, the situation is really bad in Zimbabwe, Marvelous, because people are looking for money and there's no money in the banks, and, you know, they're spending a lot of time looking for money instead of working. So, she's very disgruntled and she's saying, you know, whatever this president said does not have a direct impact on this kind of a particular issue and other issues as well. So she's not happy there.
Apo tanga chukunzwa vamwe mudare vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo vachiti zvanga zviri kutaurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muparamende kwavari ivo hazvina kunyatsovabata sezvo zviri kuitika zvakasiyana nezvavanga vari kutaura vachitaurai munyanya panyaya yekuti iyo vanhu vari kushayika vachi vari kushaya mari dzekushandisa nezvimwewo uyezve takaona vamorgan comich vemdct vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pemazi akataurwa ivo navamunangagwa
pane paakanakawo pane paasirira panyanya kupandaona pasara pandachiexpira pangabuda inzvimbo inoenderana nemararamiro evana vezimbabwe upenyu hwezimbabwe hwaoma in terms of mari dzatinowana kumabasa masilver servants edipo zvino ari kuwana mari iri below the poverty datum line poverty datum line iri pamusoro pe $40,000 and vashandi vakawanda vari musilver servants vanowana mari iri pasi peizvozvo saka izvozvo zviri zvasiyiwa and gari zviri tine marecords neinformation yekuti muzimbabwe munomu vanhu vari kurarama paupenyu hwakaomesesa hunonziko pachirungu extreme abject poverty vapa 49% kureva kuti vanhu vari kutambura vari kuwanda saka mashoko apresident akachifanira kutarisana neizvozvo kuti vanhu vangaitwa sei kuti vararame iko zvino zvinhu zvakaoma zvikuru paupenyu hwavanhu
panyaya dzekugadzirwa kwemitemo
ndinowirirana kuti ipapo pabuda zvakanaka zvikuru pane mitemo yakanga takatarisira magore osa anoenderana nokuenzanisa konstitushen yezimbabwe nemitemo inoshanda kumapurisa wabuda kuti bhiri richauya mashandiro achaita masoja nevanhu vezimbabwe bhiri iroro riri kuuya independence commission independence complaints commission iri kuuya bhiri riri kuuya and also bhiri riri kutarisana nemaprisons riri kuya zvakare izvo zvinotipa kuti zvinhu zvinake ranyanya kundibata mwoyo angarakamirwa nevana vezimbabwe nderedevolution nekuti vana vezimbabwe vange vachida kuti maprovincial councils achitanga kushanda and mari dzinoenda kumaprovinci dzichiinda pamutemo and vakasarudzwa kuti vamirire maprovinci vange vachitanga manje kushanda pamutemo izvozvo zvichaita kuti zvinhu zvinake zvinhu zvifambe so izvozvo ndo zvinhu zvabuda zvakanaka zvinotenda
siyamuzwa lapha ke komiti yakhuluma sibili kuti kuyini obona ngani kungalungiswa ke ngurhulumente lokukhulunywe ke ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa so sizaleta ke esilungu sizwe ukuthi ke uthini marvelous hold on there we've got another message from Komichi just here
the cost of living is very high the prices in Zimbabwe they are very high it's unaffordable salaries in low debt and civil servants are suffering quite a lot generally people of Zimbabwe are currently in pain therefore expected the SONA today to cover those areas I didn't hear that so I would probably urge the government to relook at the fate of the people the life of the people is very difficult people cannot live in Zimbabwe so that area was not attended to so as far as I'm concerned we do more in the area that deals with the life of the people of Zimbabwe
how about on the legislative agenda
that was the positive side we've been wishing for some time to have the constitution of Zimbabwe aligned to the laws of the country especially the security sector the legislative agenda covered the security sector alignment in terms of the independence complaints commission that's very positive the alignment of the prison service following the act that is also very positive the major one which is going to affect the people of Zimbabwe people who have been waiting has been the devolution bill many people wanted to this bill to put in place it has taken too long I remember during the first regime under Mugabe there was nothing that was done nothing was done around that area however this time around I'm happy to hear that this parliamentary resolution that's coming in is open today is going to be dealing with the devolution of bill so which is very quite welcome
loke ngumnumzana Morgan Komichi okhulumayo kulapha ke-Marvelous ukhuluma sibile ngezinto ezimbalwa esizibonayo la okunye kwangikhona kukhuluma ngakho ikona ukuthi kumele kulungiswe imithetho yelizwe ihambelana nesisekelo sombuso kwelizwe lokho kuthiwa ke i-constitutional alignment. So uthi ke okumele kukhangelwe kezokuvikela i-security sector ukuthi kumele imiswe njani. Kuzobuya ezokhetho ukuthi kumele lakho kukhangelwe khonokho ngoba ukhetho luqakathekile kule Zimbabwe. So xa ukuthi ungalungiswanga ke kuyahlupha kakhulu. So ama-electoral reforms kona lawa ukhuluma ngawo sithi kumele kulungiswe konke lokhu. Lakho ukuthi kulabantu abasejele kulenye i-bill elungiswayo. Abasithi umthabise kakhulu ukuthi umongameli ukhulume nge-devolution bill le elungiswayo. So uthi ke abantu kudala bakumelela khonokho ukuthi kulungiswe ezabelweni into abantu bazivuse. Kodwa ungazani uhulumende kade engadosi kahle. Kodwa wathi kulokhu khophe khona ukuthi uhulumende kakhulumanga ngemali zezisebenzi ukuthi izisebenzi kumele zime njani. So uthi umlanga kwalapha ke lapha kungxake khona bazangatshayi kuhle khona mpumabulas.
Ayi wakuthangathi kunzwa kuva kuna vamongeni committee ve-MDCT yavamunzura vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa nezuro tavaona vachitaura zvakawanda chaizvo asicha vari kutivo chenyanya vafadza pane zvakataurwa inyaya yedevolution asi regei tiende zvakare kune mumwe mudare anga ari pachitwo ichi tichinzwawo kuti ivo vakaona sei zvakataurwa muparamende navamunangagwa.
So we are happy because now here is Rafa Nid, you, the second thing is not for a list of my child. My child's life views are very, very important because a lot of times people say we need democracy and we also need rights to also not to be violated. So I cannot say that we should not get wrong for violation, but want to go back to the same way we want to go back to the same way. So my child's life will go down there, don't you want to get wrong for you, can you tell me? I think those are the things that it was quite important for young people to be involved in farming, since there are opportunities that are already there for them to get involved. And you also talked about the grain reserve, that there is great need for young people to also contribute towards also making sure that there is food security within the country. The second issue you talked about was the issue of drug abuse. You said that now they set up an inter-ministerial committee which is going to look at issues to do with drug abuse. I think right now we've made a very good stage when it comes to issues to do with drug abuse. I think that every single day, and it's quite a scale, and it's quite a very severe social policy in the country. But also the progress stating upon that inter-ministerial committee also helps young people also to also see that the least drug abuse is actually a great stage, and they need for young people also to also some intervention. The president promised a lasting solution to drug abuse. I think those are some of the issues that he talked about for young people. And I think it's quite important for us also.
There you are, marvelous. That is Honorable Tatenda Mavetere. She's a member of parliament. So she's talking about some of the issues that the president raised in his State of the Nation address. And one of the issues, as one of the people who are in the state of the nation address. Uthi kulabantwana abaningi kakhulu abasebetshaya izidakamizwa ngakho ke khonokho ukuthi kuyabahlupha kakhulu kodwa-ke nxa sokubuya ezokulima njalo uthi-ke abatsha kanye sebengene emapulazini abanye sebezisebenza besiza konke khonokho-ke okwe-agriculture okuthiyeneyo waphinde wakhuluma-ke nge-child protection ukuthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi kube ngumongameli nxa kukhangelwa-ke ukuprotekta abantwana ukuthi abantwana bavikelwa njani waphinde wakhuluma ngokuthi-ke umongameli ubethe udaba lokuthi kumele kube ne-grain reserves. Kudala mavela abantu amadwala asancwebeka kwakulento okuthiwa isiphala senkosi lapho kwakugcina khona amabele xa ngaba le drought kuchutshwe khonapho kusetshenziswa kunjalo ke mavelas.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vamwe vadare vanga vari pachitwo chakaitika nezuro muparamende vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvatakaona zvichiturwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa. tinoona kuti vanga vari kutaura vadare veda vataura kuti ivo vakafadzwa nezvakataurwa nemuchungamiri wenyika vachiti muchungamiri wenyika akakurudzira kuti vechidiki vapinde munyaya dzekurima. Vakataura zvakare kuti vari kufara kuti pakataurwa ipo nyaya yedambudziko revana vechidiki vari kushandisa zvekudhakwa zvinodhaka. Tichinzwa apa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vakati pachaitwa interministerial committee ichange iri kutarisa nyaya iyoyi yekukwira kwaita vana vechidiki vari kushandisa zvinodhakwa. Uyezve vakataura ivo kuti pane mimwe mitemo iri kunzi icharandudzwa yakanyanyonangana nekushungurudzwa kwevana uyezve nekurodzwa kwevana vasati vabva zera. Saka vanga vari kuti aiwa izvi zvakavafadza pane zvakataurwa navamunangagwa.
Yes, marvelous. At the same time, we have heard a lot concerning reforms that the MTCT is talking about. So they are saying that there should be some major electoral reforms before the next general elections or even by-elections. And one of the officials was quoted by Studio 7 as saying that maybe they will push for, a situation where there won't be any elections so that there are reforms first and all those kind of things. So we talked to some of the officials in the MTCT who said, no, that's not the case. What they're thinking of is actually pushing for the reforms and having the elections. So here is Douglas Monzora speaking about, having this kind of issue concerning electoral reforms.
Well, we are not conditioned that way as the MDCG. We believe in the Chinese suffer, fight 100 battles and win 100 victories. So why should we budget for failure? We are going to push for these reforms and we are going to get them. And right now, our mentality is focused on getting these reforms. We know how to get them. We will get them through dialogue, and this dialogue will be inclusive, genuine, and unconditional. Therefore, as regards what will happen if certain things happen, don't happen or happen in 2023, we are unable to postulate. For example, we are not able to say which reforms would we have got and which reforms would we not have attained. At that point in time, we will have to make a judgment of our own. Right now, we are not budgeting for failure. We are very confident that we will be able to get some of these reforms, if not the majority. Just to put you into perspective, the MDCT has already drafted a document. We call it the Dialogue Resource Document. There are certain principles that we as negotiators one of the principles is that we don't negotiate in public. Negotiation in public is not the best thing to do, and it's not the most effective thing to do. But what we did put to the President General is the need for dialogue, and the reason for the dialogue, the major reason for the dialogue, is to do those things that will result in the betterment of the life of the Zimbabwean sector. It may be reforms, it may be other measures and so on, but it must be calculated to improve the life of Zimbabwe. And this dialogue must not generate an elite act. In other words, it must not be an agreement between ZANU-PF and MDCT. That is an elite act. It must be organic. It must involve the people of Zimbabwe. It must involve all the stakeholders. So, in that paper, we did suggest timelines to the President by which the reforms could have been done.
Yeah, lo ke ngumnumzana Dr. Sponsora ukhuluma ke ngakhona ukuthi kumele kwenziweni ulungiselelo lokhetho lolu oluzayo. So ke marvelous lapho uyakhuluma uthi abakwazi okuzaphuma khona ku abakwenzayo kodwa ke uthi bafuna ukupusha njengakhona ukwenziwa ngama Chinese ukuthi nxa ukuthi ukupusha kumele uphumele kuwodwa kumbe uphumele kubili kumbe kuthathu pakati kwekuyi-5. So ukuthi abasoze begive up ngakhona kwama-electoral reforms. So ukuthi bona bazasebenza katalala kwenze ukuthi kube lokhetho olubalulekileyo kwele Zimbabwe. Ukuthi kwamanje-ke okuhluphayo ukuthi akuzwakali lokuthi kuyangaphi konke lokhu, kodwa bayazama ngemizamo yabo bonke yonke ukuthi kube lokhetho olubalulekileyo. So ukuthi kodwa kala iqiniso lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kulungisa lokhu kumbe kasoze kulungisa. So kafunanga ukuthi anike i-timeline kunjalo.
Aiwapo tirikunzwa vaDouglas Monzora vebato reMDCT yavanotungamira vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvavari kutaura ivo kuti vacharamba vachiedza kuti pave nekurandudzwa kwemitemo yakanangana nesarudzo, vachitaurawo zvakare kuti vanoshuvira kuti vawanewo vachiita naurano nehurumende yavamunangagwa munguva inotevera, asi izvi hazvireve kuti pari zvino vachabva vamira zvese zvavari kuita, vatiwo vachamboshandisa sezvinoita machinese kuti uku vanenge vachitaura ukuwo vachiedza kupusha kuti malaws awanikwe iwo achichinja. Asi regai timbonzwa zviri kuitika kunzvimbo yewaterloo farm kuvhuti kumashonaland west, uko mutori wedu wenhau Nunura Ijena akawanikwa iye achikwanisa kuenda kunzvimbo iyoyi. Apo tiri kuona vamwe vagari vepanzvimbo yewaterloo farm vakawanikwa ivo vachidzingwa vari kutogara pari zvino mumigwagwa. Regai tiiswe kubva kune imwe mudzimai ari kuchiitiko ichochi kuwaterloo.
Chibage chimwe chakatsviraumba, mvura hapana, mvura yekuwachirana manepi chaiwo hatina kana yekugeza, nyange zvekudya zvacho pano parod pakufamba mota ita kutotyira kana vanhu.
Vanhu vakasiya vasina kugeza zvinga zviri peta pavakapedza chituku kuenda kwatanga ndomeka zvinezvenyaa.
Saka imakapisirwawo chiini
ichizvo? Dzimba dzese nenhumba yarumangu yese ndoneka.
Saka izvezvo makutogara muno musango?
Kugara kakusango achi ndiri mukadzi womhondoro. Mukadzi womhondoro handina kuroorewa nemunhu. Aiwa mhondoro chaii.
Ndimi munodzimai ani mimi kana kuti kugwana?
Inini? Mamongo.
Inini zita renyu?
Zita renyu? Zita renyu?
Zita? Zita renyu imimi. Munonzi ani?
Inara.
Munonzi ani?
Inara.
Oo, makazarwa rini? Makazarwa rini?
Ndiri pachitupa changu.
Saka maari makore mangani?
Ari pachitupa kukaroi.
Ari pachitupa kukaroi?
Chitupa ndinacho. Kana ukaroi ndakavati arume yangu, hapana kana chandiziya.
Asi kamagore hamuna kwaaziveri kuti mune makore mangana kana kuti makazvarwa rini, makazvarwa rini.
Mazuva.
Mazuva ka.
Sokuti hamai yangu
ndaroa. Okay.
Marungu rangu.
Hangu makore ari pachitupa. Ndichapuwa chitupa nevamwe.
Okay mama. Okay, mama.
There you are, marvelous. I think you can hear what the grandmother is saying there. A lot of stuff. And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, very interesting. She is actually saying that she's the wife of a Mondoro, a spirit medium. And then when our reporter Nunura Ijena asked her that, how old are you? She said she doesn't know. The answer is in Karoi, which is near where she is. It's on her birth certificate, but... what she knows is that she's very upset her home where she lived and that place where, her sacred place where her husband, who is supposedly a Mondoro, his home was destroyed within her house. So she's saying she was married by a spirit medium, so she is not very happy. But, you know, she was very jovial about her age. You know, she kept referring that, look, I don't know. But all that you can find out on my death certificate is in Karoo.
Yeah, lapho ke simzile umuntu okhuluma khona bese ke ngugogo, ugogo sekhulile. Uyakhuluma uyakhala sile ugogo lapha uthi basuswe eplazini eWaterloo ngale. Uthi bathiselwe impahla lokunye okutheneyo. So ugogo sibili uyakhala okunye okumangalisayo. Uthi bahlale egangeni kodwa yena uthi umfazi ukumbe ikhosikazi elalokho kuthiwa yimondoro. Uthi phela ugogo oqathekileyo kakhulu. Ungabona ugogo sekhuluma kunje kungani kuyahlupha kodwa uthi kumzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi uhlale egangeni ugogo. So singazi ukuthi udaba lolu luyahamba njani kodwa ungazani luyamhlupha okunye okumangalisayo. Kodwa kaye sibafisela ukuthi kuzabalungela okuzabalungela singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani. Ye ngena khona pho Marvelous.
Taona zvakare vamwe madzimai vechidiki vari kutotaura kuti vana vavo vakazvarwa uyezve vachitori vacheche ndumurwa vakatowanikwawo vachirasirwa panzi ipapo kuWaterloo Farm kuvachitaura zvakare kuti panzvimbo iyi hapana mvura yekugeza hapana mvura yekuwacha manapukeni uyezve hapana mvura kana ikutoti vanhu vawanikwawo vachiita utsanana hunodiwa panguva ino yecovid-19 saka vaenderera mberi vachitiwa havasi kunyatsozoti chii chiri kuitika nekuti vakangosvikonzi taakutowanikwa tichikuburitsai panzvimbo iyi vakataura kuti zvimwe midziyo yavo imwe yakawanikwawo ichipiswa saka pari zvino havatorina kana chekupfeka havana kana zvekupfekedza vana uyezve vakangokwanisa kubuda nezvishoma zvavakakwanisa kubuda nazvo kubva panzvimbo iyoyi yeWaterloo Farm kuvhuti asi tinoona kuti izvi zviri kushorwa nevazhinji uyezve tichange tiri kuramba tichiteera nyaya iyi kuti tigozonzwa kuti zvazoitwa sei vana ava vakazodini kuti tikuona kuti pachiitwa ichi pane vana vechidiki vamwe vari kutowanikwa ivo vakawanikwa vari panze ipapo vana amai vana gogo seavo vatabva kutaura navo vawanikwawo vachitaurawo zviri kuitika pari zvino kwavari panzvimbo iyoyi yeWaterloo Farm kuvhuti kunova iko kumashonaland west saka ndo zvimwe zvezvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvoitwa sei panguva ino yecovid-19 tichiona kuti hurumende inokurudzira iyo kuti vanhu ngavagare vakapfeka mamaski vanhu ngavawanikwe ivo vachibayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 uyezve vagare vakatsarukana saka hatina kumboona mumwe anga akapfeka mamaski panzvimbo iyoyi rege over to you Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous. We also have other issues like, you know, during these COVID times, you know, there are difficulties that are faced by girls, women, and so forth. So one of the issues maybe is sanitary pads. There are some people who are actually helping in that respect. And one of them is a guy who comes from Lupane, Communal Lands, in Matabeleland North. Let's hear what he did recently for girls in Lupane.
Mina igama lami ngumfundo Swanda Kapeli ngizalwa esabelwe esigabeni saselupanda elupane engikwenzileyo ngomvulo mhlaka 27 September ngiyenelise ukudonetha i-sanitary pads ezikolweni ezingu-7 ezigoqela iPhumakanye Primary School iSpopoma iLihlo Mkhombo Primary School, Lupanda Secondary School, Regina Mundi Primary School and Regina Mundi Secondary School. Lokho ngikwenziswa ikuthi ngiyazi ukubana abantwana abahlala emaphandleni abalayo indlela yokuthola i-sanitary pad. Bagcina besebenzisa into ezingahlanzekile ezingahlanzekanga ezigoqela amalembu amahlamvu into ezithiyethiyeneyo so lolu luhlelo engizakhontinywa ngalo engizalwenza izigaba zonke zaselupane ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yes, Marvelous, that is Mr. Kapeni, that is Mfundo Spanda Kapeni from Lupane. So he says what drove him to actually do this is that he has seen that some of the girls don't have any means of using, you know, the normal sanitary pads. So he went around, looked for them, and he handed them over to some girls in Lupane recently, and that is September. So he says, you know, some were using pieces of cloth. There were some of them were even using leaves. So he says, this is a very big problem in Zimbabwe.
Kutanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe munyarikani wedu vakuti ivo vakaita ivo chirongwa chekuti vakwanise kunge vachibatsira vana vari muzvikoro kunopane kwavanogara nematerna tripedzi vakati ivo vamwe vasikana vemuzvikoro umu vanga vari kushandisa machira vamwe vachitoita kushandisa watingati mashizha izvo zvakamubata mwoyo chaizvo mukomana vechidiki ava vakakwanisa kunge vachiunganidza zvikwanisirwa zvemasenitary pads vakaenda vakanokwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachipawo vamwe vasikana vechidiki vana vechikoro kunopane kwavanobva vanga vari kutarisa kuti iri idambudziko guru riri kuwanikwa risanganwa nemadzimai uyezve nevasikana vechidiki muzvikoro.
Yes, marvelous. Maybe let's look at one of the issues that we touched here partly, which was the issue of the preparations for elections. So I spoke to Witness Dube of the MTCT. You know, you are saying, you know, they don't want these elections to be postponed. What they are looking for are reforms. So let's hear exactly what he's saying about this issue.
As the MTCT was not saying that we are calling for the funding, what we are calling for the prioritization of the electoral reforms agenda ahead of any election. This is what we are saying, that we must, as a country, not really take elections without the electoral reforms. By the electoral reforms, we mean the leveling of the political field election so that we do not have the same contested outcomes which affect the legitimacy of the elected leader. This is a position that is, you know, that has been paid for by many political players, including, you know, presidential contestants in the 2018 elections. You know, notably Mr. Nelson Chamisa, but this is not a position that is new. Remember when we had NERA, we actually pushed for electoral reforms through the NERA agenda, and one of the gains from that push was the biometric voter registration process. So we are hoping to intensify in the coming days, to intensify calls and all actions for the leveling of the playing field for all political players, not just for MPCT, but for all political players, because we believe that the problem that we have with our elections is that they've always been held under conditions that do not meet the free, fair, and federal bar.
There you are, Margaret. So he's saying, you know, these electoral reforms are very necessary, and they're not calling for, you know, the boycott or not for the country not to conduct any elections.
I was talking to one of my American colleagues from MDCT, but I saw that he was going to be a member of the government. Munguva inotevera asi tatisinganyatsonzwa kuti vanga vari kuti chii chaizvo saka tichangoramba tichienderera mberi tichinzwa kuti tinganzwe here kuti vari kuti chiiki.
Yes,
asizange kuna ukhetho rwa 2023 esikuchoyo yikuthi akulungisise zonke izinto eziphathelane lokhetho ukwenzela ukuthi nxa ukhetho lusenzakala lube lukhetho oluzaphumisa impumela eqotho, impumela engafaki abanye abadlali emdlalweni wepolitiki phambili kulabanye, enganiki abanye esingathi ngamathuba angezeleleyo kumbe aphambili okuthi baphume kuyilo abadla umbutho wokhetho. Sikhangela kakhulu ukuthi sakuma-elections ka-2013 sasile NERA, i-National Electoral Reform Agenda, eyafuqa kabanzi waze wafika ekuthini sihlole i-biometric voter registration. So sikhangelele ukuthi nxa singafuqa kathesi nxa kungenzeka inyanga ithi iphela lokho esikufunayo sokwenzekile, ukhetho kalwenzakale ngenyanga ezayo. Nxa kungathatha umnyaka, umnyaka olandelayo kawenzi. Kodwa esikutshoyo ukuthi wonke umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi eZimbabwe sikhala ngokuthi nxa kusiba lo khetho soluphelile, kuyathiwa hayi vele ungekho free, vele ungekho fair, vele ungekho credible. Asikhangelisiseni-ke imbhoqo efana nalo ukuthi mhlawumbe kurejistwa njani ama-ballot papers, alungiswa njani, aphathwa njani, kubalwa njani, njalo kumidiya lapha bayavunyelwa yini bonke abantu ukuthi baphume bekhuluma begaye ukhetho, layo yonke imithetho nje ephathelane lo khetho, ukubuthana kwabantu ngubani ovunyelwayo isikhathi bani, nokuthi kukhulunywani kwenziwani abantu bengalamgoqo. Yikho esikutshoyo thina ukuthi akulungisiswe konke lokho singakabi lo khetho. Lokho yinto eyakhalelwa ngubaba uMorgan Tsvangirai, leyo yinto ekadikhalisa umnumzana uChamisa phuma kukhetho luka-2018. Leyo into ekadikhalisa even yona i-Election Resources Center namhlanje esiphuma isithi thina ngokubizela ukuthi kasikhuthazana nene ekulungiseseni lokhu, sesinjengabantu abathi bona asifuni ukhetho. Kukade hatshi ukhetho sithi kalwenzeke noma yinini nxa siqeda nje ukuthi silungise zonke lezi zinto. Njalo kumele sizilungise, sikhangelele ukuthi 2023 yiwo umnyaka okuhlelwe ngawo ukuthi.
So what he's saying is that there's need definitely for these electoral reforms. Mm-hmm. So he's talking about the role of the media. He's talking about even the role of the public, me and you. You know, how should we conduct ourselves towards these elections? So he says, you know, there's need to follow the SADC guidelines. We know what the SADC wants. So at the end of the day, he's saying this is what the late Morgan Tsvangirai was writing for. This is what Nelson Chamisa is writing for. This is what all other opposition parties are fighting for. So let it be, and it should be done before the elections. So they are not necessarily calling for a boycott or for the country not to conduct any elections in
2024. I want to the kana kuti irandudzwe yesarudzo, uyezve vari kuti ivo izvi ndo zvanga zviri kurwirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai, ndo zviri kurwirwawozve navaNelson Chamisa nevamwewo vari munyika vanoita zvematongerwo enyika. Vakataura zvakare kuti havasi kuti ivo sarudzo ringadzaitwa badzi, asi vari kuda kuti pawanikwe ivo pachirandudzwa mitemo yesarudzo ichienderana nezvino ikanwa neSADC nemamwewo mapato anoona
Yes, we've got our guest, Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini, so he's going to give us a summary of some of the things that we're talking about today, and he's an independent social and political commentator. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ntini, and we're towards the end of the program.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Dube and Dr. Mavela.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, you know, looking at electoral reforms in Zimbabwe, is it possible to really have tangible electoral reforms?
It is possible if there is a will, a political will. But like I think we always say, any reforms around elections means that ZANU is pretty much taking themselves out. Any of the reforms, I think, any reforms that could be created will make things hard for ZANU appear to win the elections. So that's where the problem is. If it was in their favor, I believe that they'll implement the reforms, but any reform that will be implemented will not work in their favor. So they will not implement those reforms.
Marvelous.
Aha, tukunzwa po mnyarikani wedu vatinao, pano vantini varutawra iwo kutikurandu kwa kwemitemo yesarudzo kunogona kuitika kana vanokwanisa kunge vachirandudza mitemo iyi vaine chido chekuiita, asi vari kutaura ivo kuti asi semaonero avo ivo vanoona kunge bato rezanu nehurumende havasi kukwanisa kuti vaite izvi nechimbi chimbi, nekuti vari kuona kunge vakarandudza mitemo iyi havazokwanisa kukunda misarudzo dziri kutevera, nekuti vari kuti ivo dai zanu kana hurumende yaiona kuti zvaizoibatsira kuti varandudze mitemo iyoyi yemaelections vangadai vakatozviita nechimbi chimbi.
Okay, I'm telling you simply to go to Kulmako, Robertin, Otin Lap.
No, even Kucho, which umbono wami, Babadure, which he ama reform, ama election, engenza gala. Ukuthi iphathi eyiyo ebambileyo ilesifiso sokuthi lokho kwenzakale. Kodwa inkinga ekhona ukuthi ama-reform amanye okukhulunywa ngawo ngama-reform angathi ngafakwa azakwenza ukuthi izane iphume embusweni. So angiboni ukuthi izane izakufaka lokhu ikwazi ukuthi impumela yakhona izabakhipha embusweni.
So what should be done then?
We are 40 some years later to the, you know, we are uhlupheso kule ngalo lokuthi sesile 40 years under izwane PF you know rule ama reform efunakala engenzakali. So uhlupho leZimbabwe kunzima but nxa ungalama election reform ama election wonke azoba disputed. Ngama election disputed izimbabwe aziziqhubekiye phambi. Kumele ukuthi ube lesikhathi ukuthi abantu bekhangelane emehlweni bethi hayi. Ake sibophele amabhantshi silungise izinto. Yebo, i-opposition lathathela izanu okwamathema athize. Kodwa izanu kumele laye i-reform from within. Nxa yokuthi kusitsho ukuthi iphume kupower ngendlela yokuthi ifake ama-reform aqakathekileyo, I think kulungile. Engxenye bengaphendwa ngelilanga seke baba yi-opposition labo, kodwa bengaqhubeka besenza abakwenzayo izimbabwe akulantshezalo.
So ke ukhetho kumele lube khona kumbe lungabi khona. Kulabanye mpela bathi hayi ngcono kupostpone ukhetho kwenziwe esikhathini esilandelayo.
Hayi, ukhetho uba khona kumele lube khona ngoba ngisho ku-constitution. Abantu ungabi lokhetho abakhulume ngokuthi bafuna ukutshintsha i-constitution kuqala. Kodwa ukhetho vele kumele lube khona, yebo kuzaba ama-dispute for the results. Kodwa iqiniso ukuthi akube lama organization anjenge-AU, ama-SADC, i-European Union, kumbe i-United Nations engenelayo enze ukuthi ama-election ayenzakala eZimbabwe abuya ka-2023 abe free and fair. Kuthi lo winileyo kube nguye owinileyo. Asikhangeleni izwekhi ukuthi kanti independent yini, i-objective yini. Asikhangeleni khathi esikurejistwa kwabantu kuvota kuvulekile yini ngendlela okumele kube yikho. Asikhangeleni ukuthi impumela ye-voters roll le, ye-voters registration ezalakhezi izasipha yini voters roll epheleleyo, e-accurate and complete. Yikho ekumele kukhulunywe ngakho. Oyenze xa uhanjwa kwama-election ngo-2023 kungabi nesene phakathi.
Ye, ufana nasikhiwa briefly khonokho.
No, in my view, I think we need ama organizations such as the African Union, we need the SADC, we need the United Nations to come in and help us. So that when we have elections in 2023, elections have to happen because it is in our constitution that every 5 years there has to be those elections. Those that want elections not to happen, then they need to talk about, start talking to people about making amendments to the constitution. But if the elections are to go forward, we ask for organizations such as AU, SADC, even the United Nations to come in and help us to make sure that when the elections happen, they'll happen on an even, you know, playing field, and you know the voters, you know, whatever the voters say will be respected by all the parties.
Thank you very much. I think on that note, Marvelous, we have come to the end of our show. We wish to thank all our correspondents in Zimbabwe who actually sent us videos, very lovely videos for that matter. Thanks so much, Nurai Jena. Thank you so much, Thomas Chiripasi, Mlondolozi Ndlovu, and others. We also wish to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Busani Musontini. He's a social and political commentator based here in USA. And then we had Witness Dube of the MCCT. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Marvelous.